Yeah, what would you have any term that you would call a bunch of old furniture and things that you don't really have any use for, but keep it around?
Well, no, not exactly. It's just discarded furniture, furniture that's waiting to be refinished or restored or repaired. See, we have three children. Have other relatives, too, that like old pieces, and they come and see a piece that we're not using. They want it, and I spare off and give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about off of the kitchen? Do you have any storage space?
Well,
there?
We used to have, we've got a little pantry room now, and we used to have a regular pantry in the kitchen, P-A-N-T-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you used to keep the meal and flour and canned stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All this, it was a storage place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And had metal barrels to put the meal in and flour.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 24-pound bags at the time. You know, was that nine?
Came in cloth bags or?
Bought in cloth bags.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever milk? Did you have cows here?
Yes, we
here?
Had a long time ago we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
And we made, we had plenty of milk and plenty of whipped cream. And then we had homemade butter and homemade buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. What about, would you ever let the milk sit and get thick?
Clabber.
Like? Mm-hmm.
Clabber. Yes, we did. You know, that's what, and sometimes they'd make a, cottage cheese out of it, the clabber.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just, would they cook it or?
No, they would let it age a little and then put it in a white, snow white bag and let it drain out and kind of dry and make cottage cheese.
Okay.
If they made any other kind of cheese, which they did at an earlier time, but I don't remember that, they'd use rennet.
Mm-hmm. Was the cottage cheese so similar to the cottage cheese that you have now?
It tastes just like it does, like my mother's made.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had that old building you see outside here, the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we kept the meat in and the surplus lard. See, they had hog killer and have stands of lard in there.
Mm-hmm.
And kept the sausage and liver pudding and the tom thumbs and the hams and the shoulders and things like that.
What was the tom thumbs?
Well, the tom thumb is the stomach of a hog that is clean good, and then you fill it with sausage meat and let it dry out good, and then you smoke it good. Smoke it. And then after Christmas, after it's aged, you slice it and fry it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
Hmm.
In Virginia, they called them tom doodles, but we always called them tom thumbs here. Of course, it's been a long time since we even had a hog killing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all the equipment that you use for that.
Mm-hmm.
The sausage stuffer and the liver pudding stuffer and the sausage meal. I've got that out in my little museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you have a term for all of the different organs that you might stew up together, like the liver and lungs and all of those parts?
Oh, yeah. You see, we took the fat off and now off the intestines and fat and trimmed the shoulders and the hams and took that fat and boiled it and made lard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you squeezed that and what was left over would be cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
Cracklings. You can buy them in the stores, man. And we made crackling bread out of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then you took some of those cracklings and ground them up with liver and the melts and a little cornmeal and plenty of onions and things and made a liver pudding and stuffed that in the large intestines of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take those intestines and clean them good, turn them wrong side out, and clean them good, and you had chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't smell like peaches and cream when they were cooking.